agenda. So let's just leave it at that, that he has stepped down from his council seat at this point.
And Mr. Yazdi,
yes.
Fred Semro, that's as of December 31st. And by law, he notified the municipal clerk of that resignation. So it's effective upon December 31st, if I'm correct.
Thank you, Fred. That is correct. Yes, yes. We received his resignation letter as of December 31st. Okay, item number four is essentially welcoming John and I. It feels like, you know, more than 2 months ago when election happened and John and I were reelected back in. So, John, any words?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'll congratulate you, Ray. And I'd like to thank the residents of Bloomingdale to continue to have the faith in myself and you to lead the borough in a positive direction. I also like to thank the two people that ran against us for putting up, trying to get into the public side of it to represent the town. Anybody that tries to run for council or goes for council, to me, I admire that because you want to get involved with your community, which is a great thing. So I thank both of them. Also like to thank our past mayor, John Dunleavy. He played a big part in both of us getting into this position and bringing us forward to where we are today, as for, I would imagine, the rest of us on the council. So I'd like to thank him for you know, being a support to both of us all through this, and to get voted in going into our ninth year, I think it's quite amazing. And again, I'd like to thank the residents of Bloomingdale for having the faith in us and this council to move this town in a positive direction.
Thank you, John. And, you know, I echo a lot of your words, you know, thank the residents, just the gratitude and appreciation that I feel for, you know, this is my fourth term I'm starting now, right? It's our fourth term, the two of us. And just to be elected or reelected, you know, for the fourth time, it's a humbling experience. So I'm happy to be here to, you know, continue to be the public servant as that is our jobs, right? We're really in a services business, you know, when you get down to it, right? We get involved to lead essentially a services community now, call it, you know, our police and fire and all of those wonderful things that we offer our residents, but those are absolutely necessary things that we must, as government, offer. And to your point, you know, anyone that is willing to step on to these, you know, thankless, maybe the wrong way of sending the message, but these thankless jobs, right? We don't exactly make a lot of money doing these, but we do it because we want to serve our community. And we thank the people that vote us in. Okay. Item number five, roll call, please.
Councilman D'Amato.
Here.
Della Ripa.
Here.
Hudson.
Here.
Julin.
Here.
Yazzie.
Here. Okay, the public notice statement.
Ray, if you just want to say that me, Fred, and Dawn are on the call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Municipal Clerk Brianna Calabro, our attorney Fred Semero, and Dawn Sullivan. Thank you, everyone. And, oh, we have Dave Vaza on the call as well. I saw his face before. So he's our insurance guru. Dave, I wasn't sure what to call you there. But guru sounds good enough, right? Let's see. Anyone else? I can't tell. Okay.
Chief Burrell is.
Chief Burrell is on. Okay. Chief, welcome. He must be Chief 666.
No, he's.
No, that's the fire chief.
That's the fire chief. Okay. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Joe, my brother here.
Oh, there he is, Joe Burrell. Thank you, Chief, for dialing in. Appreciate it. Okay, in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, the emergency remote meeting protocol for local public bodies, adequate and electronic notice of this remote meeting have been provided by sending notice to Herald Newspaper and the Star Ledger, posting notice on the borough website, posting notice on outside of the front door bulletin board of the Borough Hall, 101 Hamburg Turnpike, Bloomingdale, New Jersey, 07403, and a sending notice to those individuals requesting the same. Members of the public will be kept on mute during the meeting. While muted, participants will still be able to hear the business that's being conducted by us. If you would like to speak during the designated public comment portion of the meeting or any ordinance that's being discussed, press 9 on your telephones if you're dialed in by phone, or you can click on the raise hand sign. If you scroll down on your screen, there is a reaction section, and you can just, I just did it, right? So you just put in one of these signs, and we know you want to speak. So anyway, you can do it that way, and then we'll recognize you, and we'll bring you off of mute to allow you to speak. This 5-minute thing, we should probably take it off, bring it going forward. We don't need to limit people to 5 minutes. We haven't done that ever. Next topic is motion for appointment of council president. And I like to nominate John D'Amato as our council president and acting mayor for 2021.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Ray, we would just ask if there's any other nominations before the roll call.
That sounds good. Any other nominations? Hearing none, if we could.
Okay. Yeah. Councilman D'Amato?
Yeah.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes. And John, at this point, I'll just hand the meeting over to you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you to the rest of my colleagues for putting me in this position. I really appreciate you guys having the faith in me to do this. So thank you. Our next order of business to appoint our municipal clerk for adoption of resolution number 2021-1-1. And with honor, I'd like to say Brianna Calabro, our municipal clerk. So I need a motion on the floor.
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay. Roll call.
Okay. Della Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes. With doing that, I just want to say a few things regarding Bree. We've gotten to work pretty close in the past few weeks, as you have with the rest of the council, with everything that's going on. And I want to thank you for that and to being a great support to this team. I don't think we can do it without you. You're knowledgeable. You kept us in line. You ask your question. You go get the answers. You've been a great support. And I just want to thank you. And on behalf of the council, I'm sure they're all going to echo my words to you. So with saying that, Fred, can you please do the oath of office with Bree?
Thank you.
Yes, okay. Okay, if you could raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, state your name.
I, Brianna Calabro.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That you will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
Impartially and justly.
Perform all of the duties.
Perform all of the duties.
Of the office of municipal clerk.
Of the office of municipal clerk.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Congratulations, Brianna. And I might just add, Mr. D'Amato, that we echo the accolades, certainly working with our office and all of the accolades of the council and former Mayor Dunleavy over the years. And this is the last time Brianna will be sworn in because this is a tenured position. And so with that, congratulations, Brianna. And if you could sign your oath of office, you've been officially sworn in.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. I couldn't ever say it enough how grateful I am for this opportunity to continue to serve Bloomingdale. I thank all of you for the chance to do so and for your support. And of course, I have to mention John for his support and for pushing me to even give the position a chance to begin with. So I'm not a resident, but I love Bloomingdale and I love the community. And I'm really grateful and I'm really honored to serve. And I do it proudly. So I thank all of you. Just, it makes me happy.
That's great.
Congratulations, Brie.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Brie.
Thank you.
Okay. I believe there is no early executive session and we do not have any non-agenda items. The next item of business is appointment of our borough administrator.
Early public comment first.
Oh, sorry about that.
And also, are we doing, Brie, I didn't see it on the agenda. Are we just having a discuss, the attorney and all the chairs of the committees, any type of updates? I didn't notice that on here, which we normally have.
You can, but do open public comment first, and then you can, if because you're reassigning some of the committee, so it's you could still discuss that when you want to. If John, whenever you want to lead that, maybe open it to public comment first.
Okay,
and then continue.
Can I have a motion to open to public comment?
So moved.
Seconded.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Anyone wanting to speak? Regarding agenda items, feel free to do so.
Just go ahead and scroll over your, you know, if your mouse goes over the screen, there is a button called reactions. And if you click on that, you can click on one of the hands up or thumbs up or something like that. And then we know that you're asking a question. Amber, we would take you off mute.
I see a thumbs up.
That's me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, seeing Brie, I guess we're seeing anyone?
I don't see anyone, no.
I don't see anyone.
With not seeing anyone, motion to close early public comment.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay. Item number 12, appointment of the business administrator. First, before we go into making the appointment of Michael Sondermeyer, just want to give the public kind of how we got to where we are today. We advertised for the position. We took in over 20 applications. The committee made up of Chief Burrell, Councilman Julian, myself, and Councilwoman Hudson. We went through each application. We gave our opinions. We narrowed it down to four applicants. And then we brought those four applicants in for a person-on-person interview. Some of the criteria that we were trying to meet was obviously knowledge of government, past work history, and how they interviewed. But one of the main concerns that we have was the borough of Bloomingdale and our close-knit ties to our residents and being available to our residents at any time, because in the past few years, with John, that was a major part of this for us. So somebody can reach out to somebody locally. And as he said, if he has skin in the game, being a resident and being available. So when we interviewed these four candidates, we went through them and they all qualified in one way or another. But when the three of us sat in our discussion after each one, when we interviewed Mike and went through the whole process, we unanimously decided that Mike all around was the best person to take this job for the borough, not only for the residents, but for our employees. So I'd like to thank Chief Burrell, Drew, and Dawn for their input on this whole process. It was difficult at times, but between the four of us coming up with this, and then with Drew, myself, and Joey doing the, or Chief Burrell doing this with the one-on-one with the candidates. And we all had, it's kind of weird when we did this, we went through all these applications. At some point, we all kind of came up with the same scenarios for each one, which was kind of different from any other interviews I've ever done before. So before we introduce Mike, I'd like to thank everybody else that was on the committee, Drew, Joe, and Dawn. And if you guys would like to say something before we introduce Mike, please feel free to do so.
Thanks, John. Yeah, I echo your comments. There's really not much to add here. other than there were some really talented individuals that applied for the position, which I think is a, you know, is a testament to our borough and our DNA, first and foremost. Secondly, we narrowed the list down from over 20, like Councilman D'Amato or Council President D'Amato mentioned. And when we got down to the final candidates, and we knew who our pick was going to be, we asked ourselves, if this pick didn't exist, would it be one of the others? And the answer was no. So point being, our next borough administrator was head and shoulders above the rest of the field. We picked a great individual that we're very confident is going to serve the borough at the highest level.
And I'd like to add that I think what was really important also, you know, Mike was born and raised in Bloomingdale. And it's, I think that he really has a feel for the residents. He understands what the residents want because he wants the same things for himself and his family. I think it's been a real asset that Mike also has really dived into all aspects of this borough. He's super familiar with the employees. They respect him. Our residents respect him. And I think it's going to go a long way into helping him transition into the borough administrator role. So I think he's really going to be a wonderful asset to this community.
Okay, without further, I'd like to have a motion on the floor to appoint Michael Sondermeyer to the BA position at $115,000 per year. And I'm going to open up for a motion on the floor to accept it. So
moved.
Seconded.
Second. And can I please get a roll call?
Yes. And I believe the effective date would be today, January 5th.
Correct. Okay. So this would be resolution 2021-1-2.
And John, if in case Chief wanted to add any comments, I think he was on mute. So we would have to take him off mute in order for him to, if he had any comments to make. Is he still there?
He seemed to be going in and out, so I'm not
sure. Oh, we might have lost him. Okay.
I don't see him on anymore.
Okay. I didn't see a hands up, and I didn't see him come off mute. So.
Okay.
So I'll start.
I wanted to throw it at me.
Hudson?
Comes back. Go ahead.
Yes.
Julin?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
With saying that, congratulations. I'm assuming
Mike is
on the call?
I am.
You are on a call. All right.
I couldn't get my video to work, so I apologize. I can't get the thing to work on my laptop here for some reason.
That's not a good start.
No, it isn't. But Mike, I do. I appreciate the vote of confidence. It means a lot to have the entire council approve that. That says a lot to me. I'm truly humbled to serve the mayor, council, staff, and all of Bloomingdale in this new capacity. It's tough to step down from the council seat. I did enjoy doing that for the last 8 years. I was definitely going to run again this year if this didn't happen. But again, I'm honored and humbled to fill this position and hopefully fill the shoes as much as I can of the person who had it prior to me. But thank you again.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. Item 13, appointments, acting mayoral appointments for professional service positions. So in resolution 2021-13 through 2021-19, this is the appointment of our professionals. Do I have a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Seconded.
Roll call, please.
Julian?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
De La Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
And just to add, it's a pleasure to work with every single one of these individuals, right? Fred's office, Vaza's office, you know, all of you guys. It's been great working with you. And Joe Ficon and Samuel Klein, our auditors. So welcome back.
Thank you. We're happy to be back.
Okay. Item B, municipal officers. Resolution number 2021-1.10 through 2021-1.34. These are just basically our committees, our insurance funds, everybody that serves the borough. As you guys can probably read what's there. So I just need a motion on the floor to accept and then a second.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
De La Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julian?
Yes.
Sorry.
I speak in dog.
All right. Item C, municipal boards and commissions. This is a direct acting mayoral appointments. This is for Environmental Commission, Economic Development, our Library Board, and our Planning Board. These are all seats that are available, and these people want to come back, and we thank them. These are our citizens that are putting every effort to move Bloomingdale forward. So I'd like a motion on the floor to accept these individuals.
So moved. Oh, seconded.
Okay. A roll call, please.
D'Amato?
Yes.
De La Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julian?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, item D, boards and commissions with council confirmation. This is, Board of Health, OEM, Municipal Drug Alliance, Rose and Trust Fund, Senior Citizen Advisory Committee, CERT Team, Search and Rescue Members, and Recreation Commission. Again, I'd like to thank these people for stepping up and helping us fulfill the obligation of all these boards, and they're all doing a great job. So Bree, this is, we do a roll call on this?
I need a motion, a second, and you could do all in favor. All the names are listed there. So if everybody's okay with that. Okay.
Motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second?
Seconded.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great. Item E, resolution 2021-146. This is governing body committees with citizens committee. So this is a mixture of all of us and people that are also on all of these committees from the public. So I need a motion on the floor to accept and a second, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we need a roll call for this.
Okay, Del Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julen?
Yes.
Yassi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes. Okay, you good?
Yes.
Okay. Item F, resolution number 2021-1.47, appointment of governing body liaisons. I need a motion and a second on the floor for this, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Hudson?
Yes.
Julen?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Del Ripa?
Yes.
Okay. Just for the public's concern, all the oath of offices for all of these appointments. Bree, I believe you contacted all the chairmen of these boards.
I will be contacting them. So right. We'll.
So they can come in and sign their.
Yep, I'll work with everybody to get the oaths.
To get them done. Okay. Yep. All right, very good.
And John, before you go to the next item, I got a call before from Jen Altfield about the environmental committee or commission. I didn't see that as a part of this, but Bree, maybe by the end of this meeting, you can comment on that.
It's under C, number 1-35. So that board is fine, but I can reach out to her for their
comments. She's actually on the call, so okay.
Well,
so
let's
still the same.
Let's just continue there. With the business, but it is listed.
It is listed, okay. Yes.
All right, great. Page 4. Thank you.
Yeah, page 4 is just boards and commissions. It's the first one on there. Okay.
John, I would like to make a comment. We really had some great response from social media on trying to fill some of these positions that we had open. I want to say thank you to Bree for helping out with that because we really did a great job. But I did want to just ask Bree, I don't want you to put you on the spot, Bree, but did we have anything that was still open that we can mention to the public while we have so many people here?
Oh, we do. The Rec Commission has some vacancies. Municipal Alliance really would love some help. I believe search and rescue and CERT teams are always taking members. Economic development is full.
Yep. Board of Health also could use a member or two. So if anyone in the public is interested in helping to serve in any capacity, we would love that. You could reach out to Bree or you could reach out to me and we will help you get the volunteer form filled out and back to Bree. And we'll start there. But we do have some positions still open.
All right. Okay, resolution 14, resolution number 2021-1.48, our consent agenda. Do I have a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Julen?
Yes.
Yazzie?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Del Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Okay. Number 15. Bree, do we need to do these individually or can I go through them?
I'm fine with you doing them together if just get a roll call on them.
Okay. Special business. This is just authorizing the current contracts that we have with certain organizations that represent the borough. This is a standard formality. So resolution 2021-1.80 to 2021-1.88. Do I have a motion on the floor, please?
I move to block those motion, those resolutions.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, and we'll do a roll call. Or can I just do all in favor?
I'll do a roll call for these, because these are these are contracts.
So. Yeah, they're
contracts. So we'll do a roll call. Okay.
Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Doolin?
Yes.
Okay, new business. Adoption of resolution 2021-1.89,
it'll be.
89, authorizing the temporary budget. The motion on the floor.
So moved. Second. Take your pick.
Roll call, please.
Yeah, it's D. Della Ripa. And we're starting with D'Amato.
Yes.
Della Ripa.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Doolin.
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Item B, resolution
2021-1.90.
I should probably write that down, right? Okay. Reserve budget transfer. I have a motion on the floor.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Doolin?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes. Resolution number 2021-1.91, CME Center Designation Plan Endorsement.
John, real quick on that one?
Sure.
I couldn't find that one, and maybe I missed it. Can I just get a sort of a, just a little color on this one?
Basically, these are this is the group that is working with us for our lower Main Street redevelopment and the grants we're going there.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So they handle all of that. So that's what that is.
Thank you.
Okay. Anita, do I have a motion already, Bree? No, right?
No, motion and a second.
Motion and a second, please.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Doolin?
Yes.
Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 2021-1.92, tax lien redemption block.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Sorry. Yazdi?
Yes.
D'Amato?
Yes.
Della Ripa?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Doolin?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then the next two ordinances, basically, I'll use an old phrase. This is housekeeping. What we're doing is we took the ordinance review committee, sat and looked at these two ordinances, and one contradict the other. So we're making them so if somebody pulls these ordinances, they do a comparison or we need them, they are matching each other. Basically, I believe it's for, and Mike is actually was part of this. He knows a little bit probably more about than I do. Size of parking lots.
Parking spaces. Yep, parking spaces.
Parking spaces in the parking lot. They, one said one size and the other one said the other size. We're making a match. So whoever does street lining or parking spaces, they have a guideline to follow, and it gives us a little bit more backing. So when we go into somebody and they need a space bigger or wider or whatever, we have this on the books that we can enforce it. So these are both just an introduction, and then we'll do them on three. What date is it? The next meeting, the 19th.
They both can be on the 19th. The ordinance number 2021 will go to the planning board, but they meet on the 13th. So there is enough time for council to schedule adoption for both of these on January 19th.
And that's just pending to make sure they are still having meetings. I know they had a little bit of problem having planning board meetings, but I think they have it all worked out. So if you want to read number E.
Okay, so just need a motion to introduce number 1-2021 by title.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
An ordinance of the Borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 69, Site Plan Review and Division of Land, Article 5, Site Plan Design Standards, Section 69-31, Traffic Circulation, Section E of Off-Street Parking and Loading Areas of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale.
Okay. I guess we can go to item F.
Yes.
So I need a motion on the floor for ordinance number 220-21 for amending chapter 92-20.
Seconded.
Okay. Who made the original motion?
I did.
Okay. Gedbury? All in favor?
Aye.
An ordinance of the Borough of Bloomingdale, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 92, Zoning, Article 5, Regulations Governing Certain Uses, Section 92-22, Parking, Loading, and Automotive Services, Subsection A, Off-Street Parking of the Code of the Borough of Bloomingdale.
Okay.
And just for the record, both of these will be scheduled for adoption for January 19th.
Very good. Okay, to have a motion open a late public comment.
So moved.
Second.
Anyone wishing to speak about anything, please raise your hand, wave, whatever you need to do.
You do have a.
We have one.
John, you're off mute now.
Okay. Hi, this is John Graziano, 29 Catherine Street. Just wanted to extend my congratulations to those who are continuing on in their existing roles and those open to new roles. It's very exciting, and I wish you all the best of luck. There's too many to go through, and I don't think anyone wants to hear me go through everyone, so you know who you are. I do want to say, as chairman of the Economic Development Commission, though, a special shout out to those who are joining for the first time, specifically Teresa Marino and Stephen Pardalis. I'm very excited to have them as part of the team. And thank you to Suzanne Osborne for continuing on in her role on the EDC. So I'd like to thank them all for their service.
Okay. And thank you, John. Anyone else, Bree?
I'm just going to double check. I don't see any hands and I don't see any thumbs up. I think you're good, John.
Okay. Motion to close late public comment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I don't believe we have anything for a late executive session, so there'll be no business after we close. So the next governing body schedule is January 19th, 7 o'clock. I believe we're still going to be on Zoom. And the workshop will be the first February 2nd in February at 7 p.m. And at this time, we will still be on Zoom. So,
John, just a real quick thing, and I know Bree just posted it on the website and on Facebook. All the residents can now go into the state website and register for the vaccination. Okay, so everyone has the opportunity to go in. I just did that for myself and for my wife. We're both registered. And he tells you, they ask a bunch of questions, and then they can send you a text, they can send you emails. So it's something that you should probably consider if you're considering getting that. It's on our borough website and in Facebook as well.
And John, I actually had a couple things too. We do have the rabies clinic is this weekend. Typically residents are allowed to register their animals during the free rabies clinic. They're not going to be able to do that this year. They can pick up the paperwork, but they're not able to register. It is only going to be for the rabies alone. According to our ACO, she said, make sure that you dress warmly. There will be a long line outside. You will not be waiting inside. They're only taking a limited people in the building. We also posted our public events calendar. Clearly, everything is on hold until COVID restrictions are lifted.
Okay, so there'll be more to come on public events one way or the other. Attention to all the websites, and you know, we are looking forward to it, hopefully, to do something for our residents this year. But we have to, and we have to do things safely, no matter how we do this, to make sure nobody gets sick. That's the goal. Okay. Anybody else have anything before we close?
Just congratulating Mike Sondermeyer. Your face better be on for the next meeting. I know you're going to be joining us for every meeting, right? So
I will.
Just congrats.
My face will be on.
Your face will be on.
Okay, guys. I need a motion to close.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Night, thank everyone. You all.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks, nice everyone. Job, John. Good night. All right. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.